Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
It's not a Halloween costume. It's America's youth. David, by the way, is how you say it. D4VD, because you got to be unique, right? This story begins with something ordinary. On a Saturday in early September 2025, a Tesla was towed from a street in Hollywood, California, a city where thousands of cars are impounded every single month. It was routine. One more vehicle pulled from the curb and taken to a lot on the edge of town. But 2 days later, that ordinary tow turned into something rather extraordinary and horrifying. On September 8th, employees at the impound lot noted a smell coming from the vehicle. Smell? It was strong, unmistakable, and it forced them to call the police. When officers opened the trunk, they found the decomposed remains of a teenage girl wrapped inside a bag. What had begun as a routine city tow had just become a crime scene. The Tesla was registered to 20-year-old singer and songwriter David Anthony Burke, better known by his stage name David, spelled that way. He was a rising star in music, fresh off the release of his debut album, Withered, that spring. His career fueled by viral hits and millions of streams, including a music video where there's a body being put in his trunk. Yeah. He's wearing that costume in the video. His future was supposed to be tours, videos, and awards. Instead, detectives are now tracing this car to a tragedy. So what do we know as of right now? A Los Angeles County medical examiner soon confirmed the identity of the girl. She was 15-year-old Celeste Rivas Hernandez of Lake Elsinore in Riverside County. Celeste had been reported missing in April of 2024 for her family, who had spent more than a year waiting and searching. The news was devastating. Their daughter had not only died, she had been hidden, her body left in the trunk of a car, far from home. That one discovery immediately changed the trajectory of both families, the relatives of a missing girl who now had their answer, and the young artist whose name was now attached to an unfolding criminal investigation. The medical examiner's office confirmed Celeste's identity, but did not release her cause or manner of death. Those findings remain pending, subject to a full autopsy and toxicology results. That detail matters because until it is known whether she died by violence, overdose, or other means, investigators cannot define the case as a homicide, accident, or something else. But the simple fact of her concealment, the wrapping, the placement inside of a trunk, well, it kind of already tells investigators that someone made choices after her death. She didn't exactly open the back of the trunk, decide, hey, let me wrap myself in plastic and die. In forensic terms, concealment is called post-offense behavior. It's the set of actions someone takes to hide what has happened. It suggests intent to delay discovery, to avoid responsibility, or to distance oneself from the crime. In this case, whoever put Celeste in that car acted deliberately, and those choices will weigh heavily in any future proceedings. Law enforcement wasted little time. Within days of the discovery, Los Angeles police served a search warrant at the Hollywood Hills residence where David had been staying. Neighbors and media saw investigators removing computer equipment and other items. Authorities have not disclosed what was recovered, but the very execution of that warrant underscores how seriously detectives are pursuing every possible lead. As of right now, as of this very recording here on September 23rd, 2025, no charges have been filed and no suspects have been named. This man, maintaining innocence, not been charged. Police have only said the investigation is active and ongoing. The careful language reflects both caution and strategy. And that's good because, look, as easy as it would be to say, hey, the guy who has the music video out about putting in someone in their trunk and killing them, and now they found a body in his trunk of a 15-year-old girl, maybe the two have something to do with one another. I guess we should exercise caution because stranger things have happened. I mean, they really actually have. And there are a lot of possibilities here. The car was registered to him. But does that mean that he had anything to do with the crime that took place? We do not know the answer to that. It's careful language. Investigators need time. They need time to process evidence, time to analyze digital records, time to build a case that can hold in court. And that's what that 15-year-old girl deserves. Time spent on this, not a rush to judgment, not a let's prosecute him because he's a rapper. And he raps about things that make us feel uncomfortable. But it's obviously a little more than that. There's a body in your trunk. So there's that. For the public, this waiting is frustrating. For the family of the 15-year-old girl, it is agonizing. But for the detectives, it's necessary. Meanwhile, in Lake Elsinore, the community gathered on September 22nd. A candlelight vigil honored Celeste's life. Hundreds came to gather, holding signs, lighting candles, and calling for justice. For her family, it was a chance to grieve publicly and to make sure her name was not lost in headlines. For classmates and friends, it was an acknowledgement that one of their own had been taken. And for the larger community, it was a reminder of the fragility of safety and of the fear that comes when a child goes missing and never comes home. Those moments matter. Vigils are about memory and they are about accountability. They show law enforcement and the world that a life was lost and that people are paying attention. In a case where a celebrity's name complicates the narrative, the vigil recenters the story where it belongs on that 15-year-old girl who never got a chance to grow up. Investigators now turn to science. The autopsy is going to be critical, determining whether there were injuries, whether substances were involved, and estimating the time of death. All of those findings will shape the direction of the case. Forensic specialists will scour the Tesla for fingerprints, DNA fibers, and trace evidence. Even in a decomposed state, Celeste's body will hold clues. Patterns of decomposition, toxicology, microscopic evidence that reveals signs of what happened before and after death. And then there's digital evidence. And that's what David here should be concerned about if he had anything to do with this. Search warrants don't just seize physical property. They open access to phones, computers, cloud accounts. In cases involving minors, digital trails often tell the story. Messages, photos, location data, deleted files, all of it can show whether they were in communication, it was coercion or planning, and information on his device and hers. Investigators will be looking closely at who Celeste was in contact with, what those exchanges reveal, and whether they intersect with the circle around the car she was found in. For now, the public is left with more questions than answers. How did this teenager from Riverside County end up in a Hollywood impound lot inside a Tesla, tied to him who last saw her alive? And what happened in the months between her disappearance and her discovery? These questions are at the heart of the case. And until the investigation concludes, they remain open. At the same time, the story highlights something larger. When a minor goes missing, the stakes are always high. Families live in limbo, never knowing if their child is alive or dead. Communities struggle with fear and rumors. And when the outcome is tragic, as it is here, the pain is multiplied by the uncertainty of how it happened and why it took so long to be found. For David, the consequences are already severe. His tour dates have been canceled, promotion for his album has been paused, and his name, once synonymous with viral music success, is now tied to homicide. Whether he's ever charged or not, the association is going to be permanent. That's just how that works. And the gravity of being connected, however indirectly, to a tragedy of this scale ain't going away. But it is important to underline what we know and what we don't know. We know a Tesla registered to him contained the remains of a missing girl. We know a search warrant was served at a house he stayed in. We know the investigation is ongoing. We do not know how Celeste died. We do not know who placed her in the car. We do not know what evidence investigators have recovered. And we do not know whether charges will be filed. That distinction matters. In the court of public opinion, judgment is swift. In the court of law, judgment requires proof. Still, there is one truth already clear. Someone made a choice to place Celeste's body in that car. Someone made the choice to wrap her, to conceal her, to leave her behind. Those choices extend the pain of her to her family, denied them answers, and ensured that her death was hidden rather than confronted. That act alone demands accountability, regardless of what the autopsy eventually shows. The investigation will continue. Forensic results are going to continue to come in. This is very much an active developing story. Detectives are still following evidence. But as for now, the story of Celeste Rivas Hernandez remains unfinished. It's not a scandal, it's not a spectacle, but it's a tragedy that demands truth. When that truth comes, when the cause of death is known, when the timeline is clear, when responsibility is assigned, the measure of justice will be in whether those choices, the choices to conceal and abandon a child, are finally answered for. Because in the end, it's not about music or celebrity. It's about a 15-year-old girl who never got a chance to grow up. And someone must be held accountable for that. And yeah, it's a little weird that you got a music video putting a body in the back of your truck and you're dressed like this and it doesn't look good. Optics matter. But, devil's advocate, someone knows he's got this video out and they don't like him. Put a body in the back of his car. See what happens. Is he the psychopath as he's portraying in the music video, as in this image? Or is he someone that's being set up? I do not know the answer to that question. Because if you did do this, why would you be acting out your own music video? Some people do crazy things. I don't know. We don't know. But there's a lot of questions that need answering. Give me your thoughts in the comments section on YouTube. Just search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi if you're not already there. And be sure to press subscribe, whatever podcast platform you're listening to is on, so you don't miss any of our coverage on this and the many cases that we got for you right here at the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Workplace stress is now a leading cause of declining mental health, with 61% of the global workforce feeling it more than ever. You can't escape work, but you can take small steps to take care of yourself. A walk, some sun, a favorite song. Therapy is one of those steps. Ongoing support to build resilience for whatever your day throws at you. Balance is tough. Getting help shouldn't be. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more
Moto
details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
the social casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.